Hey everyone, this is Adam. This message is for any teachers, principals, or administrators within the school. Don't know if you know, but a couple years ago, we launched our Lead 'Em Up Classroom program, an in-school curriculum designed to be used by teachers for their students to develop them into the leaders needed to win. Obviously, originating in athletics, we didn't jump right in and make it available for all. We did a three-year pilot to make sure we got it right. And man, these past 3 years have been fantastic. The feedback has been incredible. The students have been growing and the teachers have been raving about this program. So this year we are excited to make it available for all. If you are a teacher, a principal, if you work within a school and you would love a fresh curriculum that is able to engage and excite students and improve them, engage their character to be elevated, developing them as a leader, the Lead 'Em Up Classroom Curriculum is perfect for you. Go online, leademup.com, and check out our schools tab and read all about the classroom program that is transforming schools around the country. We would love to have you be part of our classroom community. Go check it out. Now, let's jump in to today's episode.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Hey, thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam Bradley, alongside Kyle Almendorf, our Southeast Regional Coach here at Lead 'Em Up. Today, Kyle, we're going to be talking about character is not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. And it is to some degree, but there's another dynamic here that I think is so important to talk about because it continues to be a theme that we have to discuss with coaches, that is brought up in conversation regularly with coaches, that we are having to continuously work through. And when that happens, it reminds us that there's still a disconnect on the understanding, that there's still many coaches not fully understanding that when we talk about, or when you engage your players in a leadership and character program, what that is all about, specifically the character side. When you're engaging them in a character program, especially around athletics, which is the core of what we do, what does that mean? Kyle, there are still tremendous number of coaches, tremendous number of individuals that think when we talk about a character development program, that they think it solely consists of getting kids to be more respectful, well-mannered, kind, polite, to get them to get good grades and to stay out of trouble and not misbehave. They good character kids, you often hear. And a lot of times we'll engage coaches in that conversation about Lead 'Em Up and about engaging them in leadership and character development. And they will simply say this very clear response, Kyle. I don't think we need it. We've got pretty good kids here already. And what they are saying when they say that, they're basing it solely on, yeah, for the most part, my kids get good grades. They're well-mannered. They are respectful in general. That is what they're essentially pointing to.
Sure.
And the reality is that is not what it fully entails.
No, not at all. I think first and foremost, it goes to the point, you know, good isn't good enough if better is an option. And secondly, when we're talking about character, character is not just about what you do, but it's how you do it. It's about the attitudes that you have, the behaviors that are driving your actions rather than the actions themselves. And the way that you perform your character is just as, if not more important than those specific character traits themselves. Because if you don't present yourself in the right way, you don't carry yourself in the right way, it can impact how others perceive your character. And when we think about like a coach or a teacher saying that those students are pretty good, kids on the team are pretty good, but behind the team setting or maybe away from the team setting, the way that they act or they behave, even though they could be good, you know, they give a different impression to someone else. And what that does then is it gives everyone else a different idea of that specific person and ultimately the team. So just because it's good doesn't mean it can't get better. And it's also more than just the trait, as you alluded to.
So if you go online and you look at the definition of character, it's the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual, In many ways, what I alluded to earlier is a coach referencing character connected to the moral qualities of that individual and almost leaving it there. For us, though, when we talk about lead them up and the need for character, once again, especially in the athletic space, we're not only talking about the moral qualities, but we're also talking about the mental qualities. And we want to look at an athlete and say, okay, there may be an athlete you have on your team that is incredibly respectful. They get great grades. They, you know, they say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. They pick up trash after them. They leave their cafeteria clean at the end of lunch. They say thank you to the teachers and to each other. They push their chair in. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. 100%. I want kids like that. I think we all should want kids like that. 100%. But the more you look at it, and if you truly examine it, there is not a direct correlation between those behaviors and the behaviors or the character needed to be successful in sport. There, it's not an immediate connection. Okay, that correlation exists for some, but not for most. The reality is there are oftentimes a different set of character traits that are required to be successful. We often say, right, you know, from a character standpoint, you can have good character, but not the right character to be successful. When I start looking at players that are that way, the players that we just described, the good character kids, they may have all that, but then they fall short on having the drive and the determination and the discipline and the commitment and the focus and the passion and the communicative nature and the resiliency and the gritty nature that is needed to overcome and thrive in a sports environment, but not even just a sports environment, in a life environment. Life is tough. Right. Even success and business and different things about, you know, in that nature require these different sets of character traits. We can almost say character is performative. It is connecting character with performance. And we need to make sure we have the right character to perform at a high level to be successful in many ways. Now, the benefit to developing the performative character traits within our students, within our athletes, is that oftentimes when you begin to grow those characteristics that I just alluded to, it oftentimes bleeds over into the moral qualities as well.
Absolutely.
Because in order to be more consistent, more disciplined, more passionate, you've got to kind of tap into some of these moral qualities as well. But the opposite may not necessarily be true when it comes to character.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the thing that kind of really stands out to me is when we're talking about how sports can help us overcome adversity and build the resiliency and build the grit and the determination. You can be a good person and you could have good morals and you could have sound, quote unquote, character. But the right character for that team setting is one that's going to help you rise to the challenge and overcome that adversity. And then again, when you do that, now you start to develop the confidence where those traits can bleed over into other areas, where you can become a better communicator, where you can become a better team member and building those relationships. That all just doesn't happen because you're polite and you push in your chair and you say, no, sir, yes, ma'am, thank you, all of that. You have to be able to take those other attributes and then have that form the whole person there. So when we're talking about the right character, it has to come out in sports, because if everybody's just complacent and kind of complicit, it's really reminds me of where we talk about grays, where, you know, nothing's wrong per se about a gray. They're operating out of a place of safety and security, but nothing is special there. So what we're trying to say is that you might have good character, but it could be better. And there's certain areas that it does need to, in fact, be better in for sports.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right there. It's really interesting. Recently in our coaches membership, we added a really cool new feature. It's called our team leadership profile. And we're encouraging coaches that are engaged in the membership to fill that out. And there's 10 questions that once you fill that out, it actually generates, it comes to us, and then we generate through those answers a score. And it's a score evaluating your culture, leadership, and character. It's what we call your green team score, because that's the umbrella we put it under. But that leadership, character, and culture score is really grading in many ways the character of your team from a performative nature. You know, in there, we begin to probe on, you know, how willing are your players to hold each other accountable, right? What is their discipline and attention to detail? Things of that nature. Totally different than just, are they a good kid, right? Like almost, in fact, none of the questions actually pertain to the general, are they a good character kid?
No, it makes it, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from coaches on that, and had a call with one on Friday to where she asked the question, well, what do you think this means? And it really kind of stopped her in her tracks for a second, because it's going beyond just like the surface level. Are we good? Do they respect each other? Do they respect me as a coach? So in a way, it's really pulling at the deeper core character traits, like you mentioned, because it doesn't take a long time to fill out, but you actually have to stop and think about it and work through what the character is and the culture that you want to build.
And it's honestly one of my favorite new tasks is to ask a coach who pushes back and says, I've got good kids. I then want to say, would you mind taking 5 minutes and do something? I would love for you to take a moment and be very truthful when you do. Because keep in mind, Kyle, we've had some coaches that have not been truthful because they've pushed back and they get defensive because they want, no, my kids are good. I don't need any programs. And they don't answer accurately whatsoever. I want those coaches that say, oh, no, I've got good kids, to answer the 10 questions, to go through the profile and let us give you a score, because I think they will have their eyes open. But even, and here's the interesting thing, even if you do have good kids, one of the best things about good kids from a leadership and character development side, if you have good kids, there's never been a better time to double down on development, because now you've got kids. They crave it, and they will better receive it and lean into it. Mm-hmm. So you actually can see greater growth. So for example, if we do the number scale, which we've done before, okay, and this isn't anything formal, just generalize, just give us some framework and context here. If you're a poorly behaved team, trouble, behavioral reports, it's just like skipping school, all of that jazz, where you're like, I need a leadership and character program. Okay. All right. Yeah. There is a play for those teams to need it. Absolutely. And you are a 2 on the scale of 1 to 10. You're down in the bottom ranks of just your team's a mess right now. And you're a 2. And you bring in and you begin to very intentionally do your leadership and character development. You get your team to a 6. That's great. That's great. That's great. You know, if your team's a 6, pretty good, right? And you take that same 4-level growth. They go from 2 to 6. You take that same 4-level growth and you're a 6, right? You're taking your team up to a 10. You're taking your team to a 10. Who doesn't want a 10?
Can't get better than that.
Even though you're 6 or, you know, 7 or whatever, you may not think it's glaring and it may not be your most urgent need because you've got relatively quote unquote good kids, which whenever I hear, once again, good kids, I look at that roughly around a 6. They're a little better than average. Okay. Just when I hear a coach casually say, I've got good kids, I put them on around the 6 scale. Okay. That's right. Where I look at. I'm like, yeah, they're good. 6, 7, something like that. You have the ability to take it to a 10. If you add the performative character, or the way the definition, the mental qualities distinctive to that individual, you add that on top of the already kind of moral foundation that they have, you've got exponential growth that you become extremely, right? It benefits you in such a major way to grow. Once again, I've used the example of Damascus High School boys basketball. Obviously, that doesn't mean anything to anyone outside of Maryland, but there's a Damascus High School here in Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland. This past year, basketball team went 23-1 in the regular season. You could argue their one loss was kind of, it was the last game of the year. before playoffs, before the county championship. I don't know, maybe we're resting a couple guys, things of that nature. Nonetheless, this is a team that made their way through the entire playoffs, went all the way to the state championship, played at the University of Maryland there at Xfinity Center on campus at College Park. You look at their team. They do not have a single D1 player. There's not a single D1 player on their team. Their best player, you could argue, is not even playing college basketball. He's actually going to join the Navy, so he's not interested. But the most he was getting was like low-level D2, right? So D2, D3, I mean, they've got one or two guys that could be D3. All I'm trying to say is it is not this star-studded roster. But I'm going to tell you, from a performative character standpoint, they're about as good as I've been around in my 8 years of doing Lead 'Em Up. These kids were disciplined. They were passionate. They were hungry. They held a standard. They pushed each other. They were hardworking. They were consistent. They were disciplined. They executed all of the game plans incredibly. I mean, all the things you would dream of a team, they had it so good. Now, their moral character, top notch, incredible, high level. These kids are fantastic kids, just from a moral perspective. 9 times out of 10, coach says, do I want to invest money in the leadership and character development? Do I want to invest my time in the leadership and character? Not with this group. We're good. Mm-hmm. That's not a weakness in our area. We're good. No. What does Coach Humphrey do? Brian Humphrey, shout out to Hump. Coach says, no change in our plans. We're doing what we do every year. Lead them up, character development. Every Saturday morning, 12 o'clock, the kids stay after a whole hour. We're 18-0. Hey, we got to get our leadership training. 9 times out of 10, hey, Coach, we're 18-0. We're rolling. We don't need to. No. We'll give kids a break. No, we don't need that. No. It's part of what it took to get there. It's what made them so dominant, is because they took a strength, doubled down on it, developed it even greater, and became an asset that no other teams in the state really had. Now, we lost, right? In the championship, the state championship, we lost our center in the playoffs, so he wasn't with us, and we just faced a really good City College team. But I bring up the fact that, yes, you can have incredible character, but you also need the right character to succeed. And they oftentimes are two different sets of characteristics. Now, if you are benefited from having the moral character, and then you add the mental character, the performative care on top, that takes you to another level. But you can't just say, we don't need any work on the character. We're good there. It is not what you think it is, if that's the case.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's not being just a nice person or like we said, having the morals or the ethics. And what those guys were able to do is when you combined that side of character with the performance side of character, you're then able to create something that has a legacy, a true impact. That story is going to be told in the program for a long time. And even though they were already well equipped with sound leadership and kids that had good character, coach still needed more, still wanted more, and knew that by going deeper into that, that it would increase their chances to reach their ceiling, which from the outside, hearing the story of the season, it by all means seems like they accomplished that they reached their ceiling and got to where they could go. But had they not gone into that character development, who knows what the story is at that point? And we can't allow that to be left to chance. Mm-mm. We can't just let that be and say, we're good. I mean, we said, think about this, Adam. A lot of the times, one of the biggest things that you'll hear from coaches in any sport is telling their kids not to be complacent. We don't want them to be complacent with last week's win or the time that they ran at the last meet or where the program was last year. But then we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, well, are we being complacent with where we're at? Are we okay with just having quote unquote the good kids? Because do they really have the resiliency? Do they really have the ability to take coaching from each other? Can they receive that well? What's going to happen when adversity hits and you lose a starting center? Maybe you lose two games in a row in the middle of the season. What's the character of the team when it comes to that? Not just being nice, but the sports side of character, the performance side has to be continually worked on because it's like a muscle, right? If you don't use it, it's going to go away. It's going to atrophy.
Hello, this is Kevin Williams from Chick-fil-A and author of Irrational Kindness. And this is today's leadership nugget. I love the word wabi-sabi. It is a Japanese word that describes appreciating beauty that is imperfect and beauty of incomplete. And that's me. It's like seeing a distressed piece of wood and seeing how wonderful that wood would look in a home. It actually can cost significantly more than a new piece of wood. You see, it reminds me the hard job you're in, the challenge you're facing, the fear you're feeling, the next step you're nervous to take because you might fail, that is beautiful. That mess up I just had, it's like a work of art. Maybe one I don't want to recreate, but a work of art because I learned a ton. When I become grateful for these challenges and failures, they propel me forward. Now, let's jump back to the episode.
Character, man, we're so passionate about this. In many ways, I know for me, I believe almost all teams are a few character shifts away from flourishing. They really are. They're a few character shifts away. If we could just become more disciplined, more focused, we just put in more work, if we were more committed, if we were more consistent, if we were more detail-oriented, and these are all character traits. If we're more passionate and hungry for, these are all character traits. And, you know, one of my teams, football teams here in Maryland, everyone always asks, like, you know, I've been with them for 4 or 5 years, won a handful of state championships. What, man, what's it like over there? Like, how's it different? Everyone always wants to know how do the winners win? Like what happens behind the closed doors there that helps produce
what's
success?
The secret?
What's the secret? And I won't ignore the talent. I won't ignore the talent. There is absolutely talent in the building. But I remind everyone time and time again that holy smokes, the difference maker is character in that building. It's character. And they're like, get out of here. It's talent. It's character. Right. It's character. Okay. The reality is those kids in that building, on that team, in that program, man, they are hungry. They are driven. They are consistent. They are focused, right? They are resilient. They are mentally tough. I mean, they want to get after it. You know, it's why I've shared before. It's why I've never even taught the new exercise that we've kind of been kind of teaching in live training. It isn't in the coaches membership curriculum at this point, but the intensity spectrum. Been teaching it now for going on 18 months. I've never taught it to them. And it's the team I work with the most. I love teaching it. But the truth is, they don't really need it. They are at a high level every day. They are hungry. They've got big goals, big ambitions. Their passion. And then you go to another team and you see this lack of attendance. You see this lifeless energy in the room. You see this stale, you know, passion amongst the players. You see this lack of focus and squirreling around and clowning and goofing. And, you know, you see, and you're like, what's the difference? That's a character difference. That is a character difference. I mean, I had one of our kids left that program. He's playing in college ball. And he actually has said, he's like, I'm not going to lie. He and I were talking. We ran into each other after one of the games. I'm like, hey, how's it going up at school? You know, you enjoying college? You know, he was a freshman. Not going to say the school. I was like, it's been intense and all. He's like, honestly, he goes, coach, I actually feel like my high school experience was more intense than my college experience. He's like, wow. I feel like what we were doing here at the level we were doing it, the leadership, the working out, the training, all that. I felt like it was higher level here than where I'm at right now. And that is a real reflection of the character of the kids within the program, that the character of the kids in that program show up every day, driven, hungry, disciplined, consistent, passionate, hardworking. And as a result, it produces special things. It's a character shift. And, you know, each person needs to engage in character to level up. And you could sit there and be like, hey, our team's really good, but man, if we could put in a little bit more work, we would take another level. Okay, boom. Once you do, you're up a level. Maybe you get to the next level and it's like, man, now if we could only just be more consistent with it. Okay, bam, you become more consistent. That character trait becomes part of your program. You level up.
Right.
Now it's just, man, we just got to learn how to, you know, overcome some adversity when adversity hits, because, you know, we're putting in the work now. We've got that. I feel like we're consistent, but man, the moment we face some adversity, I find ourselves struggling to bounce back. Okay, bam, once we get that resiliency character bumped up, now you're leveling up. On and on and on it goes. Every time you master a character trait in your program levels up. Period.
Absolutely.
Period. Okay. So character is performative. It is not necessarily what you think it is and is what has been trained. And also, let me throw this in there as well, Kyle. I've asked time and time again players, hey, when you think of character, when you think of coach talking about we need good character kids in our program, we want good character kids, quickly, someone tell me, what's the first couple of things that come to mind? I'll ask that. And they go to what we started this episode talking about.
Yeah. Polite, respectful, good manners.
Good grades.
Trash, good grades.
All not that. Getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we think. And that is part of it. It's not
definitely.
All.
Definitely. Exactly. It's not all of it. And on the outside, a lot of the times, we often will label these traits that we're talking about as the performative side, as character, as the intangibles, right? When we look at a team and the success they have, when we watch them make a run and March Madness, or we see a team on a playoff game, things of that nature. And it's always kind of identified, well, man, they just have something about them. There's just something unique about them. And really what they're saying is they have the performative character to accomplish the goals or to meet that adversity. And they don't have that just because of happenstance. It just doesn't show up out of the blue. It's been intentionally worked on. And, you know, I think one of the cool things that we heard recently was the coach who had seen kind of the program with intentionality is that the intangibles now become tangible. So when you do meet the adversity, that you, it doesn't take a beat down. It doesn't take you getting blown out in a game. It doesn't take necessarily a loss, but you can have adversity in small little increments, and that can still teach you that skill that's needed to overcome it. So it doesn't have to be anything that's like catastrophic and it's really negative, but it just has to be the intentionality. And we can always find the moments that teach that certain character trait we want to see developed.
Yeah, absolutely. Coaches, just want to remind you, character is not what you think it is. It's part of it, but there's more to it. And just want to remind you, especially if you are committed and really passionate about trying to develop a strong team, a winning team, a winning culture, character development has to be part of it, right? Because you need not only good character kids, but we need kids with the right character to be successful. And that has to be developed. And as Kyle alluded to, that coach brought up a great term. He said, man, he's like, it's as if y'all figured out how to make the intangibles tangible, and we feel it and we're seeing it and we're experiencing the growth from it. So Kyle, appreciate you as always on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team. Thank you. You know, we'd love to get your thoughts on this episode. Feel free to tweet us, email us, wherever you want to connect with us. We'd love to connect. Till next time, coaches, have fun. Lead 'Em Up.